City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Mickey the Blue and Jay the Red. Morning to you, gents.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
Okay, let's kick off a little bit of Everton stuff first of all. John Stones, what sort of reaction will he get from the Everton fans at the Etihad tomorrow, Mickey?
I'm hoping decent, Steve, to be fair. You know, he's done everything right. He got his big move. You know, he's gone on to a club playing in the Champions League and he's gone to play under Pep Guardiola. So, and, you know, when he put his transfer request in and Everton refused it, he just got his head down. He didn't sulk. He just carried on playing. And Everton got a great amount of money for him, you know, 50 million quid, which we've then gone on to put into good use. So, you know, he's a good lad, and I would hope that John Stones gets a decent reception there at Man City on Saturday.
Well, you talk about him with a little bit of affection there, Mickey.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he done everything right, Steve, didn't he? You know, as I say, you know, some players, when they want the move and that, you know, they sulk or they go on sort of like a bit of a strike and that. John Stones didn't do that. He got his head down, although his form, you know, probably dipped slightly because his head was turned. But, you know, he's a really nice guy as well and done brilliant for Everton. And as I say, you know, 50 million quid coming into the coffers is not to be sniffed at. So, as I say, I think, you know, common sense will prevail and he will get a good reception, you know, not only at City but when he comes back to Goodison.
Because, Jay, it can leave a sour taste sometimes. And I remember when Javier Mascherano left. I'm a massive fan of Mascherano. When he left, I just remember the disdain with which a lot of Liverpool fans talked about him.
I think with Mascherano, it's because, I mean, there's rumours, wasn't he, that he refused to play against Manchester City. And that's the reason why a lot of fans got on his back. But I think people still look back at Mascherano with affection because, you know, he was a very good player. And I don't think we've ever replaced this kind of central midfield player, if you like. He's like a proper holding player in Liverpool. I've never really replaced him. But, no, sometimes it can leave a little bit of a distaste. And it happened with Torres, didn't it, when he went to Chelsea as well. I mean, I know Liverpool got £50 million for him, which was a lot of money at the time. But, like, when you're leaving to another club in this country, it's always a little bit more difficult to take than it is if they're going to Real Madrid or Barcelona.
Yeah, and it's not just about the money. Sometimes it's about the character of the person who's moved on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously everyone loved Fernando Torres, didn't we? And then all of a sudden, one of the heroes is leaving and he's going to another English club and a team that, you know, Liverpool have got a massive modern-day rivalry with Chelsea, haven't they? And for him to join them, it was a bit sickening, really.
Right, let's have a look at the games this weekend. Of course, Everton at Manchester City. And this, I mentioned this before on the show, it's an excellent sort of managerial match-up, this one. But is there enough in the Everton ranks, Mickey, to cause Pellegrini's team a problem?
You would hope so, Steve. You know, they're good mates, aren't they? You know, I think Koeman and Pep, you know, going back to the Barcelona days, they roomed together and they're still really good friends now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Ronald will have a bit of an insight as to sort of, you know, the tactics maybe that that Pep's going to use. But, you know, going to the Etihad, it's going to be difficult. It might just be a decent time to play them, you know, coming back off the international break, you know, players having to travel far and wide. Also, you know, sort of Man City maybe sort of not playing the best at the moment. Obviously, you know, sort of Tottenham turned them over and Celtic, you know, held them to a draw. And I think you realise now that maybe the little bit of an Achilles is that you've got to press them and, you know, you've just literally got it. You can't stand off them. You've got to get into them. And I think hopefully that might be a tactic that, you know, Ronald Koeman will try and use. It's just whether we've got the players, you know, for that to... For us to go through 90 minutes to do that, you know, is going to be very, very difficult. But, you know, it's going to be tricky. But, as I say, hopefully we can maybe get something out of the game because I don't think it's too bad a time to play them.
So Ronald's friends with Guardiola, but he's not quite as much friendly with Martin O'Neill, particularly after this international break. A lot of the papers today talking about him hitting out over the treatment of James McCarthy. He says, "You're killing my player, playing him twice." Have you any sympathy for either side here?
I thought it might have been a decent idea, you know, in the international break to maybe give James McCarthy maybe 45 minutes, get him, you know, sort of get that under his belt. He's coming back from an operation, but he played him twice and he played him for the full 90 minutes over like 3 or 4 days. And I think Koeman has come out, hasn't he, in his press conference yesterday and said he's just totally shot. It was just too quick and too soon. And obviously now, you know, he's going to need recovery time. And I think Ireland, you know, what they've done is wrong. You know, fair enough, you know, we understand that they've got their own agenda and they want to be qualifying and that. But you've got to look after the player as well. And I just think you've been a bit unfair in playing him, as I say, over two matches for the whole 90 minutes. I think they could have managed his injury or his comeback a little bit better.
Jay, how's the injury update looking in terms of Liverpool players returning off international duty?
Well, obviously, Klein and Lovren seem like they're going to be available for the United game on the Monday. It doesn't look like Lallana's going to make it because he's still touch and go, but the problem is he hasn't trained, has he, since the Swansea game. So, I mean, even if he does make it, he's not probably going to start the game. He'll likely be on the bench. And the same with Wijnaldum as well. He's obviously gone to away with international duty with Holland, and he's got an injury too. So he's probably unlikely to start the game no matter what. So it's a little bit disappointing. It happens quite a lot, doesn't it, with internationals? It just seems to be where players go away and they pick up knocks and injuries and then they miss the next game. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a reshuffle job for Liverpool, which is not ideal because obviously we've had a consistent run of games out of a lot of these players, and now we're going to have to make a few changes. And Emre Can will probably fit into the midfield, won't he? And then you're looking at what happens up front in the terms of Firmino, who's been playing up top a lot, and he probably will have to drop deeper now. And maybe it'll be a quick case of either Sturridge or Origi up front. So there's a few changes to be made for Liverpool, but you know, we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, because Jurgen didn't really want to mess with anything, did he? He'd found a formula that was ticking along so nicely. As soon as you lose one or two bits, he has to start sort of thinking a little bit more in-depth into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, last season, Emre Can was one of our better players, and this season he's been a little bit disjointed because he came back a little bit later than the rest of them, and obviously he got a little bit of an injury when he started playing a few games, and, you know, he struggled to start games, and like I say, now is his opportunity, really, because, you know, he's been fit and available the last couple of games, but he's just not been selected because, for obvious reason, Liverpool have been playing very well and winning games, and it's been working, hasn't it, with Henderson, Lallana and Wijnaldum. And now all of a sudden two of them are probably not going to start the game on Monday night. And it's, as I said before, he's going to have to reshuffle, isn't he? And Can will come into the side, I imagine. And the only other thing I can think about is Coutinho will drop a little bit deeper into midfield and play the Lallana role.
It changes quite a bit, doesn't it? How will the game play itself out? What tactically do you think we'll see on Monday night, Jay?
Well, you know, Liverpool are not going to really change the way they've been playing because it's been successful for us. You know, obviously the personnel is going to be slightly different. But, you know, I said on the show last week, I am still slightly concerned about United in terms of set pieces because they've got a couple of big fellas and Liverpool's Achilles heel really is dealing with set pieces. And, you know, we're struggling from it still. You know, it doesn't matter who the manager is and what the coaching methods are. Mm. We're still struggling to deal with them balls into the box from free kicks and corners. And if you look at United, they've got like Fellaini, they've got Ibrahimovic, they've got Pogba, they've got Bailey, and they've got, you know, Chris Smalling, and they could cause us problems, there's no doubt about that. But I think Liverpool are obviously the home side, and we'll take the game to them and we'll press them all over the park. And there was a stat on Sky the other day saying Liverpool are the team that have worked the hardest this season, and Manchester United are the worst team for doing it. They like in 20th position. So, you know, if Liverpool can put pressure on United, there's no reason why we can't, you know, be a crack and Liverpool will score a couple of goals. But like anything else, Liverpool, Manchester United's a massive game. They're the two biggest teams in English football historically, the most successful teams, and there's so much riding on this game, Steve.
In terms of the Man City game for Everton tomorrow, it was so important that Romelu Lukaku came back fit and healthy, Mickey.
Yeah, it was. You know, we all know that we've got issues up front, Steve. You know, we're really struggling in that department, and hopefully, you know, that's something that Ronald Koeman's going to address in January. But, you know, Rom started off well. We know that he's sort of, you know, we picked up that slight injury, and thankfully he was left out of the second Belgium game. So, you know, he's come back to Goodison, and he's fit, and we need him, you know, because, as I say, we're really struggling after that. But I just think it's going to be one of them games where, you know, defensively, you know, talking about stats, Everton defensively wise have been doing really well this season. I think they've got they've conceded the least goals, so that's something that we can work on. And I think you know, Ronald Koeman's come out and said defensively starts with Rom up front. You know, we defend as a team, so hopefully, as I say, if we can keep the natives quiet for the first 45 minutes or so, you never know what can happen.
Another chapter in the Everton stadium hunt today. Phil Kirkbride writes in The Echo, a leading sports architect working with Everton has fueled speculation over progress on a new stadium. Comes amid reports that Farhad Moshiri will visit two potential sites in Liverpool today. Can you get excited, Mickey?
I can't, to be honest. I've been around too long and I've seen so many of these happen before. You know, obviously with the King's Dock, that sort of went by the by, and there's been so many, you know, sort of, it's been 10, 15 years, and I think we've been looking for a stadium. Although, as I say, this time, this does look like it's serious. You know, Mascheri is on board now, and, you know, it seems that once he wants something and he gets it done, then it's going to be really important for us. We all know we need a new stadium, and as I say, it's going to be fingers crossed, but at the moment, Steve, I'm a little bit sceptical of it all.
Well, Jade, Liverpool have all but scrubbed any thought that the Anfield Road end could be extended. So John W. Henry threw the dynamite in last week and everyone said, wow, this has come out of nowhere. Ian Hare has further added to that and said it doesn't really make any sort of financial or business sense to extend the Anfield Road end at the moment. What's your thoughts on it?
You know what, I'm a little bit disappointed, to be honest, because, I mean, yeah, you know, it's great that we've got the new main stand now, but when you look at Anfield, I mean, it's just an eyesore when you look at that Anfield Road now, because it just stands out like a sore thumb for me. I just think it needs redeveloping, and, you know, they're going on about, like, cost-effective and all that, and how much money it's going to cost and what have you, but where was all this talk about people going to get naming rights for the main stand and stuff? You know, it just doesn't really add up to me, and, you know, obviously the extra seats that we've got and all the corporate side of things, it's obviously going to generate a lot more money. I mean, there was talk, estimates of like 20 million per season that the main stand's going to, you know, obviously help Liverpool financially. So why wouldn't the Anfield Road pay for itself as well? I just don't get it. And obviously, like, we go on about this waiting list for season tickets at Liverpool. It's not like we wouldn't be able to sell the tickets, is it? So I just think it's one of them. It's open for debate still, and, you know, I think maybe in the next 18 months or so, that might change what they're talking about now. And who knows, you know, will FSG still be here in 18 months' time? There's all the talk about the Chinese takeover, wasn't there? So, you know, I think there's still a lot of questions unanswered at Liverpool.
Fascinating stuff. Guys, it's the Blues against the Blues and the Reds against the Reds this weekend. Enjoy your football, lads.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers, lads. All the best.
There you go. There's Mickey and Jay with Fan Friday.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.